What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to Fat and Figuring It Out right here on Anchor.fm, or you could be listening to us on one of our other platforms. Either way, thank you so much for tuning in. It's your girl, BK. Listen, I got so much to dive into today, and I really want to make it quick because I got to go work out and I have a long day of work, but I wanted to just jump in and just talk about this topic because it's been on my mind. It's been in the media, and I really don't like to talk about anything negative, but I'm speaking on this topic from personal experience. I believe it will inspire and encourage other people who may be experiencing similar situations. So that's the only reason why I want to touch base on this issue, because I think it's needed and I think it's necessary, and that's what I'm gonna do here on Fat and Figuring It Out. I'm gonna talk about some stuff that need to be talked about. Listen, I feel like in 2022 that America does not like happy fat people. I really, 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 really feel that way. I really feel like America does not like happy fat people. Happy big people, whatever way you want to call it. America really has an issue with that. And, you know, I wanted to do this topic, I think, last month. And I recorded something and I decided not to post it. I don't know why. Probably being all up in my head. But I've been seeing different stories online about how Kanye West said that Lizzo, although she's working with a trainer, she promotes obesity, this, that, and the third. And it seems like the people who got the loudest voices say the most negative things about people. Mind you, no shade to Kanye West, but let's be honest. He himself admitted that he got liposuction because he didn't want to be perceived as fat. His mom, may she rest in peace, died from getting cosmetic surgery, right? Cosmetic surgery, that's a tummy tuck. That's some type of liposuction, right? Something that, cosmetic surgery, it's just something to accentuate the exterior. You can't even get cosmetic surgery on like insurance because it's not necessary surgery, right? On most health insurances. So I say that to say, anytime people see somebody who is heavier being happy in their body and they have self-confidence, they look at it like you're promoting obesity. Baby, that is not promoting obesity. What's promoting obesity, which nobody I ever publicly see talk about, the mukbangs or mukbangs and all of those things, that's promoting obesity. Do you not get that? But nobody says anything about the YouTubers who are making millions sitting there eating themselves into a coma. Some of them who look perfectly fine on the outside are killing themselves on the inside. But nobody's talking about those things. That's promoting obesity. Being happy about who you are while working on yourself is building your self-esteem, that self-confidence. People don't realize how hard it is to get to that point where you are happy with yourself. Speaking from someone who was 400 plus pounds, lost 200 pounds and still was not happy with how they looked or who they were. Speaking from an exterior standpoint, to finally be working on herself and building back that self-esteem, building back that confidence while being in a personal training space. You people are crazy. You really, really, you really, really are. And I think this whole social media and this whole online place where people can just comment and say negative things about people, grown-ass adults can say negative things about people where you don't even know what they're doing to work on themselves. And then in that same interview, Kanye said, oh, she's working with the same trainer that I work with. So if she's working with the trainer, then she's working on herself. She's not promoting obesity and eating 20, 30 burgers. You already know that she's working on herself. So why say that she's promoting obesity? You guys have that so twisted and so effed up. And somebody needs to make a change. Because it just seems like America does not like a happy, overweight person. So I just want to encourage those of you who are working out, working on yourselves, who have pulled yourself out of some dark, dark places and are slowly starting to love yourself a little bit more each day. I commend you. I'm so proud of you. Keep going. Keep going. Body positivity is not saying that, well, I'm big and I'm not working on myself and I'm just going to sit around and just eat all day. That's not it. Body positivity is just saying, I accept myself as I am, the way I am, as I'm currently working on myself. I don't have to be mean to myself. I don't have to degrade myself. I don't have to walk around with super, super baggy clothes because I'm not happy with who I am. No, I am going to accept myself as I am, and I'm going to keep working on myself. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep growing. I'm going to do what is necessary to keep my mind, my body, my spirit happy. People miserable nowadays. People are so miserable. They need a scapegoat. It's crazy. And I don't get it. And it be the people. It be the people. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. It be the people that don't be looking right. It be the ugliest MFers who don't got themselves together. That be quick to call somebody fat or quick to call somebody obese or quick to call somebody like, baby, work on yourself, work on your mind, work on your attitude, work on your own body. Baby, stop it. Really? It's like high school all over again or middle school all over again, where it's like the first thing when someone gets mad at you, they want to call you fat. Like, you would never see someone call you ugly because you're not. So to all my people out there who are working on themselves, men, women, children, and you're trying your best to keep your mind, to keep your mind right, because let me just tell you this, getting the body together, that's a process in itself, but getting the mind together, getting your mind ready to do whatever it takes to keep the body right, that's a whole nother ball game. That's a whole nother ball game. So I commend you if you're doing something, if you're walking, or if you got a trainer, or if you're working out from home, or if you're going to the gym two times out of the week, you're doing something to better yourself that nobody else sees. But you're still doing it. I commend you. And you keep going. No matter what America says, no matter what these celebrities say, keep doing you. Keep doing you. You know what else is crazy to me? Like, when I was growing up, I looked up to people like Queen Latifah. I was so in love with Heavy D. Oh my God. Like, you know, you've seen back in those days, you've seen a few like comedians have jokes, but nothing like it is now, where it's just like blasting people who break out of the standard look of what a celebrity should be. And if you don't know who Heavy D is, look him up. May he rest in peace. Man, Heavy D moved on stage. Every time I see his videos, oh my God, you could not play with Heavy D. He not only was he boring, but he moved like he wasn't heavy. He moved just like his skinnier counterparts on stage. You know, Queen Latifah held herself very well, carried herself very well. Missy Elliott, she just was unique and different and didn't care about standing out. Kelly Price, one of the best vocalists ever, like, changed the game. Amazing. Those people changed my life, and just thinking that I can be whoever I am and continue to work on myself, but keep going in the process. Like, if I didn't have that mentality, I probably would not be a personal trainer and a weight management specialist now, because I would have waited until I was, in my mind, which I don't even know when that's going to be, but in my mind, waited until I would be perfect, or I fit the standard of what a trainer was supposed to look like and be like until I started. But because I've had those images of those people who kicked down doors just the way they were, while working on themselves, while being awesome, while being dynamic, while being amazing entertainers, is what inspired me to start right where I was and continue to work at it. So I don't know what America's obsession with a heavier person being on TV and not fitting the quote unquote what somebody's supposed to look like. Don't nobody look like they look like without makeup and hair. Yes, let's show some real people. Let's also show those real people working out and walking and eating better. Let's show that. Because there's a lot of skinny MFers out there that ain't on the inside, ain't healthy, but they skinny on the outside. Let's really talk about that. No, we don't want to get on. We don't want to get into that. No, we don't. Then you go to other countries. Like I was in Nigeria last year, and I look at their different commercials and their media. I mean, they have curvy women, plus size women, and everything. They have them on their little, like, their soap operas. I call them soap operas, but they be screaming. I was like, can we turn this down? I call them soap operas. But on their, like, their TV shows, their skits, they have their commercials. They have curvier women. Not in America. Oh, we got a few. We got a few here and there. And then it drives people to want to believe in this unhealthy standard. Well, I need to get liposuction. Well, I need to get butts. And I need to get my arms done. And you're never satisfied. You're never satisfied because you keep nipping and tucking, when you can continue to be consistent in what you're doing and then see your results. That's how you get to the result. But for some reason here in America, it's like, well, she's not skinny yet, so she's promoting obesity. No, what's promoting obesity is the mukbangs. People sitting around eating too much of anything. What's promoting obesity is the fact that people can't really, right now, with the price is the way it is, can't really afford healthy items. You really gotta nitpick through some stuff. You gotta go to the grocery store on Wednesday when the sales start happening. You really gotta nitpick the rise in prices of everything right now. Let's talk about that. people just trying their best. So I say that to say this. If you are on your weight loss journey, keep going. Block out the noise. Block out the judgment. And sometimes it comes from people closest to you. Ooh, even I've had that. Even I've had that. The people closest to you be the worst. Stings a little bit more, don't it? So block out the noise. Focus on where you want to be. And keep going. And just know, it may feel like an uphill battle, but you will win. Keep going. Become the best version of you. And make yourself happy. Be an example to your family. Be an example to your children. Have more energy. You deserve that. Become healthy. You deserve that. And keep shining. No matter what, keep shining. Because your best is enough. You are enough. Just like Lizzo, she is enough. It takes a lot to get up on stage and move and dance and sing. You can't tell me that's not somebody who work out, who's eating better. And on top of that, I say this, if it ain't one thing, it's another. People will find something to hate on you about. So if that's happening to you, keep pushing forward. America may not like it, may not like you, but still become the best you. Because you're setting the example for somebody else to be who they are while they're still working on themselves. That's what body positivity is. Embracing who you are while still working on yourself. I believe in you. And I'm happy just because you started. Just because you chose to keep going. And if you need to hit that reset button, now's the perfect time. Hit that reset button. If you need help, go ahead and reach out to me at betterbodybybk@gmail.com. That's betterbodybybk@gmail.com. You can message me on all my social media platforms at betterbodybybk. That's at betterbodybybk. That's on TikTok. That's on Instagram. That's on Facebook. If you need help, you need accountability, you need virtual training, they'll let nothing or nobody stop you from being the best you. Let them keep your name in their mouth. Because nobody likes to shine a light on themselves, do they? No. No. Your flaws is the easiest thing to point out. But you can see through that person's heart. And then somebody need to be prayed for him. Somebody need to pray for Kanye. You know, I'm going to leave that alone. Somebody need to pray for him. But at the end of the day, keep shining. Keep shining. Because somebody needs you. Somebody needs to see that you, just like I needed to see the Heavy D's and the, Faith Evans, curvier woman, the Faith Evans, the Missy Elliott's, Queen Latifah. Somebody needs to see that. Somebody needs to see a Lizzo. Just shining. Just be you. Just being happy. Just being energized. Just being dynamic. Just being bright. The world needs you. So keep going. Keep growing and keep glowing. All right. Thank you for listening to the show. I will see you soon. You know how to get in touch with me at betterbodybybk@gmail.com or at betterbodybybk on all of my social media platforms. I love you to death. Have a great, great, great week. Don't forget to share, like, and follow. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.